Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. The recently ended National Football League season had some very memorable moments. No highlights were more prominent than those pictures of the Denver Bronco quarterback, Tim Tebow. Tebowing, kneeling in prayer after a fourth quarter comeback victory, became a symbol of personal faith to many of us. This man of faith is highly successful in his profession because of his faith, not in spite of his beliefs. Watching Tim Tebow lead and succeed makes me think of the 1981 award-winning film Chariots of Fire. In that film about two athletes in the 1924 Olympics, the story centered on the belief system of two individuals and a person's right to believe and live one's faith. The two athletes, Eric Little and Harold Abrahams, were put into personal core value conflict because of their particular religious beliefs. In one of the movie's most significant scenes, a government official is trying to persuade Eric Little to run a race on the Sabbath, a day he held sacred. The script quote went something like this: "In my day, it was country first and God second." The basic question is, does government have the authority to tell a person how to act or how to think? The movie scene played out, making the point that trying to separate a person from their faith doesn't work. The scene proved the point that we are what we believe, and it is an individual matter of choice. The current Obama administration's attack on the Catholic Church is another chapter in this same book. In our country, the government and its elected officials can't tell us how we should practice our faith. Moreover, the government or elected officials can't tell us how we must interpret and live our beliefs. When the government tells its citizens how to interpret their religious and personal beliefs, it is truly tyranny. Mandating that an individual compromise and accommodate core values led to the revolution that created this country. The practice of religion must remain a matter of individual conscience without bureaucratic interpretation or an executive order imposed mandate. This right is guaranteed under our Constitution. Please don't use the trite cliche, "it's the right thing to do," to justify this tyranny. It isn't the right thing to do. I pay my own way, and I don't want to financially support anything that goes against my belief system. If someone else has different beliefs, let them pay their own way as I do. I hear the words of Lutheran pastor Martin Niemöller after his imprisonment in concentration camps at Sachsenhausen and Dachau. "First they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." It's happening again. It's happening now, under secular progressive tyranny hidden under the cloak of health care. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.